Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Port Authority's executive director laid out for business leaders the agency's agenda for the new year and beyond. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond heard from Rick Cotton, and she joins us. Marla, what did he have to say about the major overhauls going on at all three area airports?
Well, Rick Cotton was touting the changes at LaGuardia's Terminal B, calling it now one of the most beautiful terminals, if not the most beautiful airport terminal in the world. Overall, the Port Authority has invested $30 billion at LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark, and they're about to begin the major overhaul of Terminal 1 at JFK following the completion of Terminal A at Newark Liberty. And the agency is now looking at a major overhaul of the air train from Penn Station to Newark Liberty. Cotton says that the air train has really outgrown its usefulness.
Any update on the Port Authority bus terminal in Midtown?
That progress is slow right now. Cotton says they're doing an environmental impact study, and they're also working with the neighborhood on Manhattan's west side to address capacity concerns that have left some of the buses waiting to get into the Port Authority, idling for hours on city streets. It'll be quite a while before we see anything happening in terms of a new bus terminal for the west side.
Finally, electronic toll gantries will be going up soon at a major Hudson River crossing. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, this Sunday, the Lincoln Tunnel will be the sixth and final Port Authority crossing to have cashless tolling. Those without Easy Pass will be billed by mail. This comes 2 years after the Holland made the switch. The GWB switched over to electronic tolling back in July. The Port Authority has spent $500 million over several years to modernize the entryways to these crossings. But they estimate the change at the Lincoln Tunnel will save motorists 1.3 million gallons of gas and reduce 11,500 metric tons of carbon emissions annually.
All right, Marla, thank you. That's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.